Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Today is May the 1st, 2023. Give an honor to God who is here in our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning, a new day that we have never seen before. When someone is praying, put your phone on mute. With your phone on mute, I urge you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names for those in need of what's being prayed for, or just let the Spirit flow through you with your phone on mute. You all made a good decision, a good choice. Put it in God first. Start your day in the Word. And again, thank you for joining. My name is Alice Marie. So I just want to give God some praise. And hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, for his goodness and mighty work. So I'd like to start out this morning asking those who are willing, you can, we're going to do a little worship of God through song. If you don't know the whole song, you can sing what you know or the whole song. And it's not about you thinking you can't sing, because God said, make a joyful noise, and that's what I do. Unmute your phone. Is there anyone willing to sing a song, verses, or whatever this morning? Feel free to do so.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Marie.
Good morning,
Sister.
Go ahead.
Called on me, he has me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I just want to sing that chorus again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I just want to thank God for that. That chorus right there just for waking me up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And I'm sure God has smiled on all of us. So while she was singing and your phone was on mute, I show up, you were following along. But if somebody's saying, you can throw the words that you do know out there. So is there another willing to give a verse or two, a song? I mute your phone if you will in the same.
Okay, let me this is the following morning, everybody. I hope everybody's having a great day.
Sister darling, is your phone messed up? It's not like a computer voice.
What's that?
It sounds like a computer.
My voice.
You can't like make out what you're saying.
Okay, maybe somebody else should go ahead and sing this morning.
Okay.
Is that better? Just a prayer.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a song. Worthy, grateful.
Jesus, Jesus, I love calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How I love calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How I love calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How I love calling your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How I love calling your name. Is there another?
Hello?
Is there another? We have a song to sing?
If I sing a little song. Mm-hmm. Good
okay.
morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful day. All the birds are singing, the bees are buzzing, the ants are building their nests. This is a wonderful day, Lord. This is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful day. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Is there another? Okay. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to do a corporate praise. So everyone unmute your phones. We're not going to petition God for anything. We're not going to ask for anything at this time. All we're going to do is give him praise for what he's already done for you, what you've been praying for and waiting on. And waiting done for others that you're aware of, whatever your heart is led to praise God for, let's praise him for who he are. So the lines, unmute your phone. Lines are open. Oh, heavenly.
Hallelujah. We bless your name
Hallelujah.
This morning, O God.
Magnify
your name, Father.
Yes,
we praise you today, God. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. neither have you entered into the hearts of men what you have prepared for us that love you, Lord God. So we truly love you today, O Lord God. We thank you for this platform, O Lord God, and all the years, O Lord God, that you have kept us here together, O Lord God, worshiping and praising and standing in the gap, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our children and our grandchildren, O Lord God. Lord God, we need a special protection upon them, O Lord God. Lord God, they have the fentanyl, O Lord God, and they're putting this stuff that is edible, O Lord God, and killing people, O Lord God, and messing up their minds with cookies and dessert, O Lord God. God, please protect our children, God, especially our grandchildren, O Lord God. Lord God, that devil is angry, O Lord God. Lord God, he's just working and causing havoc everywhere, Lord God. But we come to you, O Lord God, because you're the only wise God, our Father, Lord God. You are the almighty God. Lord God, please protect our children, O Lord God. Even the unborn ones, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. They're leaving traps in the street, O Lord God, substance in places, O Lord God, and don't know the true dangers of this fentanyl, O Lord God. Someone testified that it was found on their door handle when they expected, O Lord God, that this thing is able to go through the skin, O Lord God. Lord God, if you don't protect, O Lord God, you are the great and almighty God, O Lord God. When you went to Abraham, O Lord God, and you brought the covenant from heaven, O Lord God, you introduced yourself as the almighty God, and that's who you are, Lord God, and that's who you be, O Lord God. So we come this morning in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, just to adore you, Lord God. For if it had not been for you on our side, O Lord God, healing and deliverance, O Lord God, providing finances, O Lord God, you have translated us into the kingdom of God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the words that you said, O Lord God, at your crucifixion, O Lord God, O Lord God. You said it is finished, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, because you have saved us, O Lord God. You hold us, O Lord God, and you're leading us through, God, by your spirit and by your power. Lord God, we pray today, O Lord God, that you will fill our mouth, O Lord God, with praise for the word of God, O Lord God. Not only with that, O Lord God, the wisdom, how to give it out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, when you send us out this day, O Lord God, and as we go into the marketplace, O Lord God, and everywhere that we go, Lord God, that we will be able to give people words of God with the season of salt, O Lord God, that we may call someone to ask, what must they do to be saved, God? So we honor you. We adore you, God. We praise you. We're so happy, O Lord God, during these trying times in this 2023, O Lord God, that you protect us, O Lord God. Give us witness, O Lord God, all our steps, O Lord God, on our jobs, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray not only for that, O Lord God, but we pray for our community, O Lord God. Every step that we take, O Lord God, we're trusting and believing you, O Lord God, because these are hard times, O Lord God. There's danger lurking every way, O Lord God. But Lord God, your word said, O Lord God, that you would keep our minds in perfect peace, O Lord God, as long as our minds stayed on you, O Lord God. So we come this morning in this hour of power, praying for the circle of friends, O Lord God, praying for the Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, and everyone that's here, Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God, that you would hear our prayer, O Lord God, and attend on to our prayers, O Lord God, from everywhere that this broadcast is heard, O Lord God. Bless your people, O Lord God. Give them wisdom, O Lord God. Let them not forget what manner of man or what manner of person that they are when they leave from in front of that mirror this morning, O Lord God, that we are children of the kingdom, O Lord God. We are ambassadors here, O Lord God, to populate the kingdom of heaven, O Lord God. Bless Pastor Scholastic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Pastor Dolly and grandchildren, O Lord God, and all of our grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O Lord God, they're trying to hate us, O Lord God, as you say, O Lord God, that they came to hate us without a cause, O Lord God. Lord God, for your word said in John, Lord God, that they hate us, O Lord God, because we're not of the world, O Lord God. So we come to praise you, God, every morning, 5 days a week, O Lord God. Lord God, you touch us and we come, O Lord God, with praise in our mouth, O Lord God, to join ourselves in the circle, O Lord God, that we may make a difference, O Lord God, that we may have influence, O Lord God, and give influence and encouraging words in the name of Jesus to your people, O Lord God. Lord God, we're all building on the same foundation, O Lord God, and that foundation is Christ. So we thank you, Nalakayosi, and we praise you, O Lord God. We want to leave room, Nalakayosi, that you stir every heart to pray, O Lord God, and to stand in agreement, O Lord God, that you're going to move in a miraculous way this day, O Lord God, and through the rest of our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Nalakayosi, because you alone, yes, we God, you alone are worthy of the honor, the glory, and the praise In Jesus' name, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, that you allow us to wake up this morning, Lord God, to be a part of the circle of friends, Lord God, to give our praise and our worship unto you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. And amen again. We thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, praying and agreeing with one another. Heavenly Father, oh, in Jesus' name, Almighty God. God, we just say good morning, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you let your light shine on us and through us, Lord, throughout each and every day, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those who do not hear you when you speak to them, Heavenly Father, that they be able to hear you, Heavenly Father, when you speak. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So we're praying for minds to be renewed, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for strength of those family members or those that may be weak, Heavenly Father. Give them strength, Lord. Those don't have peace, Heavenly Father. Give them peace, Lord. Those don't have patience, Lord. Give them patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for all the people that went in surgery last month and those that may be going in surgery today or through this month, Lord. Give them a speedy recovery, Lord. Give them what it takes that they receive their healing, speedy recovery, Lord, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that may be crying out to you right now, Heavenly Father, whatever they may be crying out for or wherever they may be, Lord, answer their cry, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that need a job, Heavenly Father. Give them a lead. Put someone in their path, Lord, that they receive a job making more than they expect, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those in a financial situation, Lord, that in need, Lord. Provide for them, Lord. You are our provider. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you are, Heavenly Father. So we pray right now that you provide for those that's in financial need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that in need of healing, Lord. Only a touch from you, Lord. Just touch them, Lord. That's in need of a healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those in nursing homes, Lord. Don't have family members to see them, Lord. Don't have family members, and some of them don't, Lord. But you know, Lord, we're all family up under your kingdom, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, put someone in their life that will be there for them, Heavenly Father. Whether it's somebody that comes to visit another person or just do your thing, Heavenly Father, because you got a way of doing whatever needs to be did. So that person that have nobody to see them, that's lonely, Lord, be there for them, Lord. Lord, we pray for comfort, for those in need of comfort, for comfort, whether it's from because of a family member or transition from here, or they just lonely. Whatever they need comforting for, Lord, comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, pray for his protection to continue around each and every one of us and our family members, Heavenly Father. Even as we travel to and from, whether it's a short distance, highway, byway, plane, train, buses, or just walking, Lord, cover us, Heavenly Father, each and every day. Put your head of protection around us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, praying for those that have Alzheimer's, Heavenly Father, memory loss, Lord, those with anxiety, depression, Heavenly Father, those that are bipolar, Lord, whatever the situation might be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We give it to you, Heavenly Father. Lift it up to you, Heavenly Father, that the situation would be cured, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know everything. You know every string of hair on our head, the number of hairs on our head. So what either one of us, our family members, may be going through, Heavenly Father, oh, turn it around, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Turn it around in our favor, Lord. Lord, we pray for grace and mercy for each and every last one of us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we yield it all to you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for the government, Heavenly Father. Lord, put someone up there in the office that's going to be for your people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Our price is going up. Everything is going up. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to see it change, Lord. Change it around, Lord. Change it around. Fix it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I will connect all the prayers that are going on, not just on this line, but going on in this hour to Father, who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, and everybody that we pray for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Lord. We all agree with one another, praying in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen, and hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, everybody have a good day and a good blessed week this week. Today, I would like to... I would like to speak on Ruth, 1st chapter, 22nd verse. Ruth, the book of Ruth, the 1st chapter, 22nd verse. So Naama returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. That's, as I said, that's Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 22. So I want to read on the harvest season. Now, Naama endured a period of great heartache and mold, grieving the death of her husband and two sons. And she returned to Bethlehem feeling empty and bitter. But she did the right thing and kept moving forward. She refused to get stuck in mold, the place of sorrow and defeat, the place of bitterness with nothing good in front of her. If she had stayed in Moab in self-pity, she would have missed the harvest season. It wasn't a coincidence that she was moving back home in a time of abundance. And she and Ruth found an abundance there beyond their dreams. Don't miss your harvest because you're stuck on what hurt you, what you didn't get, what went wrong. It may not be physically, but in your mind, you need to pack up and leave the place of heartache and bitterness. You have to move forward and get to your Bethlehem. But there is a harvest waiting for you. God has already ordained good breaks, restoration, fulfillment, and blessings that you've never seen. So get ready for your harvest season. Don't get stuck where you're at or what's going on with you, around you, or to you. Most of you receive the scripture of the week. But the scripture of the week for this week, May 1st, is James chapter 2, verse 22 James chapter 2, verse 17 through 21. And it says, even so faith, if it hath not worked, you see it. Being alone. 18, yeah, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. 19, thou believe that there is one God that does well. The devil also believes and trembles. 20, But will God know, O vain man, that faith without work is dead? 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar. Okay, and again, that's James chapter 2, verse 17 through 21. That's the scripture for the week, May 1st. Okay, so I'm going to touch on James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister isn't naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you said to them, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? That also faith by itself, if it does not have work, is dead. So faith that puts in work, can a person have a great faith and a real relationship with the Lord Jesus and not care if other Christians are naked and without food? James, the brother of Jesus, believed it is possible, and he wastes no words in demanding change. James insists a Christian cannot simply brush a needy individual away by religiously saying, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but fail to give the clothing and food the person needs. Faith like that is worthless. James was the kind of Christian who believed real faith always results in actions that change the individual's life before real faith comes through the work of the Holy Spirit. If a Christian is genuinely following the leadership of the Holy Spirit, then this person will love and care for others. The challenge is real. As a result, here is a question you must ask yourself over and over. Is my faith in the Lord Jesus making any real difference in my life and the life of others? And if not, why not? Once that question is resolved, you have to have a decision to make. Will you spend your Christian life claiming a faith that makes no real difference? If that is your choice, then James was correct. Faith that does not result in work is dead. Dear Jesus, today and all our dealing with people and how we go about our day, raise our awareness about what our life says about our faith in you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Amen, amen. So I hope you got something out of that. And right now what we're going to do is unmute your phone. And if anyone have a prayer request, praise report, testimony, or something that you feel that would benefit everybody, you want to share. But let's keep in mind of the time. So we're going to take the prayer request, and afterward we'll do a corporate prayer. So I have a prayer request. I'll be traveling, me and my sister Willie Mae, Warner Robins, this morning. So pray for safe travel for us. We get there safely in a timely manner. And also pray for me. I live in a high rise, and this is my first time ever living in a high rise, and it's not what I really, I'm grateful that I'm here, but I'm looking for another apartment, a complex, not a high rise. So pray that God open that door, that I receive a real nice place that I'm in. Thank you. Prayer request.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I just thank God for grace and his mercy. I thank God for life this morning for all of us right now. And I thank God for the strength and the unity in the body of Christ and this ministry, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, and Sister Darlene, which is the pastor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank God, you know, that I just feel just so happy and grateful for my granddaughter, you know, having a happy pregnancy in the name of Jesus, and I will continue that. Just thanking God for that, for adding, hallelujah, another new life into our family, my just immediate family here, and just for all the families around the world. I know I'm not the only one that's getting newbies into the family. Thank God for that. And thank God for my children and the unity in the body of Christ. I thank God for the alcohol drinking, you know, inside the house, and marijuana smoking inside the house. And I'm not thankful for that, but deliverance from that for my grandchildren, Father, in the name of Jesus. So just thanking God for all that he's doing, that he's done, and is about to do. And I'm just so grateful this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, this Sister Yvonne. I just thank God for this brand new day and being here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. I thank God for this morning. Thank God for just here with the wonderful saints of God. And I want to request prayer for a sister name of Joyce. She was attacked viciously by 5 dogs. Most of them were pit bulls, and she's in very bad condition at the hospital. And just pray that the Lord will heal her body completely. Also, I want to pray for Dorothy, resolution of some things that she has going on in her life. Also want to pray for all of my family who are not saved, that they will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. Many of them are on drugs and alcohol and just need deliverance and need God in their lives. So I just request prayer for that. Amen. And I do thank God for those who came to the service on yesterday. It turned out really nice, the Women's Day program. So I appreciate Sister Marie is one who normally makes it to these events, and I appreciate your time. And there were others who had come from other prayer teams. So I just thank God for the Spirit of the Lord just moving in the place, and we will continue to do his will. Amen.
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 Amen. I prayer request for
good morning.
For the young lady, Nikita, she's a special need, and she's in the hospital, and they think her cancer may have came back. So let's pray for Nikita. Thank you.
Good morning, this is Chris. I'm still praying for the sick and shut-in, and it seems like a lot of people are battling cancer and just all kind of sicknesses. I also want to pray for Ariel. She's battling pneumonia. So I just pray for her, and I pray for Mr. Reggie that's going through grieving of his son. There's a lot of people grieving also. So we just want to keep them prayed up that God gives them strength.
What was his name again?
Chris, what was that lady's name? I didn't get the lady's name that you Ariel. Has pneumonia. Ariel. Okay.
Ariel. Mm-hmm.
And the guy's name was?
It's Mr. Reggie. He's our neighbor. His son ripped away from pneumonia probably a month ago. We also pray for people just battling depression. There's so many people just battling depression. It's just affecting their lives and the lives of others. Just, you know, so we just got to pray for them.
Amen.
And this is Sister Gladys again. Praise for Faye Hill. She lost her mother, and she's been in pain for I don't know how long. That God relieve her of that pain, you know, in her leg. The doctor wants to take the leg, but she said, you know, that she's not going to let him take it, and that's the reason why she's in a lot of pain. So let God's kingdom come and his will be done in her life. Once again, her name is Faye Hill. And I went out to go see her on yesterday and cooked her dinner and everything. So I'm just grateful that I was able to go out and and see her in fellowship with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Any more prayer requests?
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Scholastica. I am thankful to be here, and I thank God for the prayers that we've already gone out and the praises and the weight. I'm requesting prayer for my grandson, Dominic. He has like a cough, cold, running nose, and, you know, for his healing. And continue praying for my family, all families, just for my children to mature and get stronger in the things of God and have a, you know, strong personal relationship with God. And you all have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Any more? Anyone want to give your name? They haven't given your name. They didn't have a prayer request.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. Good morning, everyone. Just thanking you for all the prayers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Hello, this is Sister Lucinda. Good morning. And so grateful for this prayer, praise, and deliverance fellowship. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, too.
Okay. If there are no more prayer requests, what we are going to do, we will, everybody will meet your phone, and we're going to come in and do a corporate prayer. And if you come up with anything that you should have prayed for that you didn't, you will pray for that at this time.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Lord,
yes.
We just
thank you.
Morning,
God.
The opportunity,
oh,
God. Because
Thank you. God. And it is I who change at this time in the name of Jesus, O God. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. We come to stand and be on the one accord, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Thank you,
So we praise you, O Lord God, for hearing our prayer requests, O Lord God. Even though we can't bring all the mind right now, O Lord God, we just depend on Lord God. We're traveling back down the floor, O Lord God. Traveling mercy is needed, O Lord God. Your presence is needed everywhere this day, God. O Lord God, in the hospital, Lord God. Praying for doctors, lawyers, praying for the current administration, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, as we head into this hour, Lord God. We thank you for a power-packed hour, Lord God, full of miracles, Lord God, and wisdom, Lord God, for strength, Lord God, for every spirit, Lord God, for every well-wishing, Lord worship, every God, for you, Lord God, work it out, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for this bless my finances, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, make it to the in Jesus Christ's name, God, open up the floor, my God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, apartments once again, O Lord God, all of you, O Lord God, once again, O Lord God, thank you, Pastor God, in there standing at the helm, visionary, O Lord God, ask that you restore virtue, O Lord God, restore the finances, O Lord God, that you was able to put out, O Lord God, O Lord God, no missionary journey, O Lord God, praying for blessings all over the place, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you keep in spirit and by your power. Oh God, the past, oh Lord God, that we see in last night, oh Lord God, just touch our eyes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank everyone for all the prayers that have went up. We are at the top of the hour, and I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Bunny to take us out.
Thank God for today. Thank God for the love that we have one for another, and we love each other enough to come and pray. Yes. So we're grateful for that today. So thank you, Sister Marie, for your leadership, and just those of you who may have came on late, may have joined us late today. Just remember, just put this in your mind, get ready for your harvest seed. And we do realize and recognize that we are going to do a fast this week starting Wednesday. We have a three-day fast, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And our theme this month is Faith Without Works is Dead. And I say, get up, get out, do something by faith. We know that by faith we received the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and we received salvation by faith and through grace. Hallelujah. So just prepare for that, and everyone should have the information. If you didn't get it, let me know, and then we'll send it to you individually. So I'm just grateful this morning that all of these prayers and praises are sealed by the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. They shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. I decree that we continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord in Jesus' name. I decree today that we continue to see the blessings of the Lord in our lives that makes us rich and adds no sorrow to it. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that The Lord God Almighty is in this place, and he's doing miracles in our lives in Jesus' name. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we resist the devil, and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that we will continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. So I thank God today for each and every one of you, and I want you to know that I do love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom of God because God loved us enough that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, who gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. Everybody have a beautiful rest of the day, an awesome week, and go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.